Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of medication review for comprehensive counseling incorporation. Date of evaluation for all these patients is July 1st, 2024. Please make a note that patient was seen via doxy and patient has given consent for telehealth appointment. Subject to agenda, the first patient is Ostrander, O-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-R, Alisa, A-L-I-S-H-A. Her date of birth is 7-23-1990. Telephone number is 248-928-3010. Date of evaluation is July 1st, 2024. Subjective Najukta, Alisa is a 33-year-old single Caucasian female who has been in treatment for bipolar disorder depression, has been doing fairly well. Alisa described that she did not take Prestige as she believed that she was doing okay on the combination of lamotrigine and fluoxetine period, and she also is scared that some other problem can occur. Right now she describes she is doing good, denies any mood swings, denies any depression, anxiety. She is still working and she believed that the medications, previously medication was helping. She is on lamotrigine 100 mg in the morning, 200 mg at bedtime, and fluoxetine 10 mg daily. She denies any side effect of the medication, denies any suicidal or homicidal behavior. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, effect was appropriate, speech was clear. She denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any persecutory illusion. Her attention span was fair, memory was intact, judgment sight improved. She has been working in a bar and describe that currently situation are good. Patient was provided education, insight, and adherent to the medication. Assessment. Bipolar mood disorder, depressed, symptomatically stable. We'll send a prescription for lamotrigine 100 mg in the morning, 200 mg at bedtime. Prozac 10 mg daily. 30 days supply was ordered. Prestige was discontinued. End of dictation. Next solution. On Kathleen, K-A-T-L-Y-N. Carmiso, C-A-R-L-E-S-I-M-O, Carlismo. Her date of birth is 8-27-1989. Phone number is 586-854-6037. Date of evaluation is 7-1-2024. Subject to agenda. Kathleen is a 34-year-old married Caucasian female who has been in treatment for attention deficit disorder. She has been working for guiding patient for therapy. Currently, since school are closed, she is staying at home. She was able to communicate through the audio, as video was not working due to lack of internet. She was in an alert mode, pleasant effect. Denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any depression, denies any problem with the sleep or appetite. Her attention span was fair, memory was fair, thought process coherent, logical. She was pleasant her approach and described that she is spending time with her kids. She is on Adderall 10 in the morning, 10 in the noon. PhD has filled last prescription and like to have another prescription. PhD, there was no side effect of the medication. Patient was appreciative that after taking this medication, she can function very well and has not been get frustrated or mad or having any laziness or drowsiness during activities. Assessment, attention deficit disorder. Continue with the Adderall, 10 in the morning, 10 at noon. 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit, side effects explained, verbal consent obtained. Next question is on Lisa Liz Sarah, L-I-S, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. Her date of birth is 11-15-1977. Telephone number is 586-202-3442. Date of filiation is July 1st, 2024. Subject to object data. Sarah is a 45-year-old divorced Caucasian female, mother of daughter, young daughter. Described that she has been doing very well. She is looking forward to go to up north with her daughter, and she knows that it is stressful, and she will see make previous preparation so that she should not get over anxious. She has been dealing with the situation by taking deep breathing exercise, apply all the tools which she learned during the course of her therapy, and taking her medication. She described during this time during the period, she get very overwhelmed and very anxious. She tried to do all this process like taking deep breathing exercise, try to be relaxed, but unable to control until after few days. She claimed that she always have a rough time during period. Other than that, she is doing all right. She described she is going to up north and would like to take her daughter, but she will. She is over anxious and uptight making a trip, but she knows how to deal with the situation. Currently, she is on meropenem, 15 milligram advertime, in the which only help in sleep, appetite, also control anxiety. Also, I am giving Xanax 0.5 milligram tablet, 5 tablet in 1 month, in case she can use as an emergency tool. Patient has been doing fairly well on the combination of medication. She has been seeing a therapist, working on her issues on an ongoing basis, and has been doing exercise, physical activities, and also productive at work. Assessment: major depressive disorder, psychosocial stress due to divorce, plan, continue with the supportive care. I will send the prescription for Remeron 15 milligram at bedtime and Xanax 1/2 milligram, which she used when her behavior cannot be controlled. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. Next question is Tony Cipher, Stonicipher, Catherine, Catherine. Her date of birth is 3-3-3-1-1990. Telephone number is 313-391-7214. Subject to agenda. Catherine is a 34-year-old single Caucasian female living with her boyfriend and her young daughter. Describes things are going all right, except sometimes she is unable to control her anxiety and she wants to have either Xanax or some other medication like Ativan. I further discussed that she is already taking diazepam, and for those anxiety, it was further explained that she should develop control by deep breathing exercise and by involving in social activities, and try to work on a psychosocial stressor. To see agreed, PH patient has been taking diazepam 2 milligrams, which I gave 10 tablet, and she can use whenever she use. I further discuss that I am not giving these medications for general use. She can use only under the emergency. Also on Lamictal 150 milligrams at bedtime, Olanzapine 5 milligram at bedtime, Celexa 40 milligram daily, Benzotropine 1 milligram twice a day, Trazodone 100 milligram daily. Risk benefit, side effect I explained. A follow appointment, There was no invalidic movement or any symptoms of like a seizure, restlessness. Assessment bipolar mood disorder, making fairly stable, continue supportive care, continue with the environment, social and group activities, end of dictation. Next solution on Randall-Shaila, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Shaila, S-H-A-L-Y-A, Shalsa, S-A-L-Y-S-A. Date of birth is 6/11/1989. Telephone number is 586-354-8053. Subject to Alita. Shalsa described. Shalsa is a 35-year-old, single Caucasian female living with her boyfriend. She is a mother of two kids, currently working in an attorney office. She claimed that she has to babysit her kids, therefore she has to stay home and work from the home. Her boyfriend has been gone other activities period. She described that she is doing all right, but mornings become tense because she has to keep the kids at home. Otherwise, she go to attorney office. She described her workload is quite extensive, and she has been doing fairly well. She is maintained on Adderall, 20 mg morning, 10 mg at bedtime. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was pleasant. Speech was clear. Thought process organized. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion. She has been in compliance with the treatment. Her judgment sight seems to be fair. Patient has history of hypertension and has been undergoing a lot of stress recently, but she believes that currently she is doing all right, and see her teeth for which she has been seeing on a regular basis with the dentist has been fixed. Assessment, attention deficit disorder, improvement in attention span, concentration and productivity. Plan, continue with the supportive plan. I will send the prescription for Adderall, 20 mg daily and 10 in the noon. 30 days supply will be sent. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next solution is on Jackson Sherry Rose, J-C-K-S-O-N, Sherry, S-H-E-R-I-R-O-S-E. Her date of birth is 1/5/1988. Telephone number is 313-718-3469. Subjective Arjita. Sherry is a 35-year-old single African-American female who has been treated for schizoaffective disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder. Period describes she has been doing good. She has been seeing her therapist twice a month and described she is not feeling suicidal or homicidal or having any paranoid thought, but sometimes she hears voices, but it subsides without making any changes in the medication. She was alert and oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought process organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. There is no auditory visual hallucination, persistent feeling. She does not get any nightmares and flashbacks. She has been taking gabapentin, 100 mg, 3 times a day, two capsules twice a day for nerve pain. Nicotine, Nicorette 4 mg tablet, Haldol 10 mg twice a day, Benzatropine 1/2 mg twice a day, Trazodone 50 mg at bedtime, Zula 50 mg daily, Seroquel 100 mg at bedtime, and Divalproex 250 mg twice a day. She described that medication has been helping her. She is able to focus, able productive, denies any use of alcohol or drugs, and some changes in her benzodiazepines, but I further discuss that these are the control substances she should avoid and try to improve her functioning, and that will be clear her anxiety and other stresses which she has been going through. To which she agreed, prognosis guarded. Next question is Innucci, I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I, N-A-N-N-A, date of birth is 3/12/1954. Date of birth is 1954, she's 70-year-old female, Her telephone number is 586-843-4154. Subject to Arjuna. Anna described that she has been doing good. She taking her medication, sleeping good, eating good, denies any depression, anxiety, emotions, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. She claimed that since she has been doing better, she is more productive. She was having good eye contact. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was recognized. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She has been taking pain medication for her back pain. Currently, she is on Seroquel 50 milligram at bedtime. 50 milligram in the morning and 150 milligrams, that is 75 milligrams two times a day at bedtime, and 50 milligram in the morning, melatonin 10 milligram at bedtime. Risk, benefit, side effect, I explained. Patient denies any side effect of the medication. She has been compliant with the medications and follow-up assessment. Major depressive disorder, symptomatically improved, functioning improved, having no side effect of the medication. Plan, continue reality orientation support therapy. I further check whether she wants to be seen every 2 weeks or 4 weeks. She indicate right now she wants every 2 weeks. So another appointment was made in 2 weeks. End of dictation. Next question. Gary, G-A-R-Y, Kolowski. K-O-L-A-K-O-W-S-K-I, date of birth is 10-23-1965, telephone number 313-220-1067, subject to Ajita, Gary is a 58-year-old, married Caucasian male who has been undergoing several psychosocial issues, medical issues including dysautonomia, cervical fusion, lumbosacral restrain, hips, shoulder, and has been taking his medication regularly and follow-up appointment on a timely basis. She describes she is feeling much better. She is more calm and relaxed recently, although she knows the problem is there, but the things are under control, and he has been working hard to continue with the same. I appreciate his effort and also his adherence to the medications and the treatment. Period. He's on Wellbutrin XL, 150 milligrams once a day. There was no side effect of the medication. His mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thought. No auditory visual hallucinations or any perceived feeling. Judgment side has improved. End of dictation. Next solution is on Charles Memi, C-H-A-R-L-E-S, Memi, M-A-M-I-E, telephone number is 11-29-1943, date of relation is January 1, 2024, subject to Ajita. Mami wanted to include her sister also during this interview. She was seen, and it appears she claimed that she was little anxious when she has some weakness and sudden memory problem. Nurse practitioner who come to visit her indicated that she should be seen immediately. I further explained that it is a good idea that she should get checked. Peer, although her sister was reporting that she has multiple mini stroke in the past, peer, I further discussed it is important that she should go to the doctor and get herself checked, and maybe see if needed MRI can be done to make sure the area which has been affected by the blood clot appear. However, Mammy get more overwhelmed with the situation. She describes she has no problem. She is doing all right. She is taking the same medicine, that is Remeron, 7.5 milligram daily, and melatonin 5 milligram daily. I further explained that she should take the medication the way she need. If she want twice her health, it can be done. Peer patient has been compliant and described the current medication has been helping, and she is try to continue the same treatment. I further discussed that it is fine with me, but she should not over-rehearse with the situation. PJ? She was also explained that she should go to the her primary care doctor and make sure she should be properly checked to avoid any residual symptoms due to the sudden change in mental status. Progress is guarded. Next question is David Sabo, room number 623, 1977. Telephone number is 586-422-4840. Subject here, Ajita. David, describe the recent court appearance. He was told to go to the Northville for evaluation, and they are going to help him David is 47 year old single African-American male who has been history of paranoid schizophrenia. He has been undergoing two cases through the judge. One of them was try to run faster, another was like this. He described that currently medication has been helping. He is sleeping good, eating good. He does not feel paranoid and complies with the medication. He believes that sometime Prolixin make him hyper. Therefore, it was recommended that he should take Prolixin, both the tablet at bedtime, and take Japrisa 20 in the morning. Risk-benefit side effect, as explained, there was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no hallucination or delusion. He can name objects, follow commands, abstraction ability are limited, judgments are limited. Assessment, schizophrenia, chronic paranoid, no involuntary movement, any symptoms of agathisia, restlessness, and no suicidal homicidal behavior. Plan, continue with the reality orientation, supportive therapy, increase the compliance, and consented for treatment and abdication. Next question is Neem and Kip, N-I-E-M-A-N, Kip, K-I-P. Date of birth is 12-16-1988. Telephone number is 586-260-0940. Subjective, Ajita. Mr. Neiman is a 35-year-old single Caucasian male who has been moving to New York from Michigan, and he was on the way. Mr. Patient has completed PhD and has been going to the research program. He sounds very happy, pleasant, cooperative. There was no suicidal assault. He liked to continue the same medication. That is Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily, Lamotrigine 25 mg twice a day, Fluoxetine 20 mg daily, Clonopin 1/2 mg daily. I further explained the role of medications and encouraged for the compliance. He was provided insight into his treatment period and appreciate his motivation and assertiveness to maintain his job and try to function independently, to which is agreed. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, making improvement, history of ADHD, continue the supportive plan and application. Next question is Morel Smith, M-U-R Murphy Smith Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y. Date of birth is 8-22-1962. Telephone number is 586-278-8679. Subjective, objective. Wendy is a 61-year-old married Caucasian female who has history of attention deficit disorder, bipolar disorder, has been doing fairly well. She has been seeing a therapist every week. Also go for an activity, period. Compliance with the medications and medication has been helping. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She has been compliance with the medication treatment. She is on Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily, aripiprazole 15 mg at bedtime. A 30 day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect explained. Verbal consent was obtained from the family. Patient will give an appointment in 4 weeks. End of dictation. Next patient, Rayos Florence, R-A-Y-O-S, Florence F-L-O-R-E-N-C. Her date of birth is 8/11/1962. Telephone number is 248-238-7592. Subject to Ajita. Florence was in a good mood, pleasant affect. Describes she has been doing good. She describes she get panicky feeling when she go to the go for dialysis. Doctor has told her that she can take some deep breathing. And once the dialysis is over, she feel all right. She also indicated that during daytime she feel drowsy and sleepy. She believes that it is because of the Zoloft. Considering risk and benefit, I change Zoloft in afternoon doses. Continue the Seroquel 10 mg at bedtime. And continue olanzapine 10 mg at bedtime. Oxycarbamazepine 300 mg daily. Risk benefit side effect explained. PH. Miss Florence was quite cooperative, attentive. She believes that because of her health situation, she is not as motivated, and she postponing her marriage party because she feels that she will go individually and she is not good for her. I further counsel her and encourage her that it is better that she should enjoy and she should be productive at work and try to work on her difficulties. Assessment, schizoaffective disorder, chronic kidney disease, chronic renal failure, anemia, hypertension. Plan, continue with the supportive plan. Insight-oriented therapy. Education of the medication and need for the compliance. So far, patient has been stable in compliance and follow appointment. End of dictation. Next question is Gail, G-A-Y-E, Gay Frances, F-R-A-N-C-S. Her date of birth is 1/9/1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2769. Subject to Ajita. Frances is a 49-year-old, single, married, African-American female, who described that she has been doing all right, but she denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She is still taking Abilify 20 mg daily, multivitamin, and also on Benadryl 25 mg twice a day. She was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no societal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucination or any paranoid delusion. Judgment sight is improved. She is on Abilify 20 mg daily, multivitamin, one tablet daily, and Benadryl 25 mg twice a day. Risk benefit side effect explained. Patient like to be productive, but she described that she was supposed to move to another house. Because of her gambling problem, she lost all her money and does not have any money for which she should move to another home. PX, patient was counseled and it was encouraged that she should avoid gambling and she should discuss with therapist and work on it. She promised to do so. PX, assessment, bipolar mood disorder, gambling behavior, non-compliance treatment, plan, continue reality orientation, supportive therapy. I'll send a prescription for Abilify 20 mg daily, multivitamin, and Benadryl 25 mg twice a day. A risk-benefit side effect as well, and verbal consent was obtained. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. This is the end of dictation, and we request the hearing.